This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Get, jump on it, buddy.
I know they're not thinking about rugs, but everything, right? Traveling east, Giants defense playing well. I just think that's why the Monday night game hurts so much for me, because I think the Giants take the Raiders this week, and I think they would have taken them even if, more so if they won Monday. They would have had some momentum. Giants are going to win a close game. Mm-hmm. Might be like 20-17, but I think the Giants will somehow find a way to beat a team that is better than them.
And I agree with you, Jerry, 100%. Okay, I agree with you, dude. Watch out for a little Devontae Booker this game.
Yeah,
I'm feeling it with him. Not because he was a Raider, but I'm feeling that he could do some things on him.
Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider Podcast. My name's Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the biz. Chris Bisignano. Chris, don't know where to begin, but I guess I'll start with there was a question weeks ago about which players are you most excited about. And there's a lot to talk about, but let's start here. I'll start here. What players are you most excited about? Somebody asked.
And you mentioned Devontae Booker.
Besides him, somebody said, what player do you think is going to be in the Ring of Honor one day? I said, I don't know. We're getting way ahead of ourselves. But the player that we were most excited about was Xavier McKinney. And made two great plays, obviously. But there was a play in that game, and we'll get into all this. But when Waller caught that, there's a pass over the middle in the second quarter. Everybody on Twitter is like, here we go, here we go, here we go. And I thought to myself, man, McKinney was close there. Like, you know, is the game slowing down for him? And then he comes up with the pick six and the pick later. Mm-hmm. Dude, we'll discuss everything, but I just wanted to start with that because if there's a guy, we always talk about, what are you excited about this year? Well, you know what? We got to win, and there's young guys on this team to be excited about. He's one of them. Feeling great today, buddy. How about you?
Well, we've talked about McKinney for a while. He's got, what, four picks now, Jerry?
Yeah.
Should have six.
Yeah, I know.
He's got a couple of drops that he admitted he should have had.
Yep.
But the point being is that he's a ball hawk.
Yeah.
Talked about it. Training camp. Talked about it at the end of last season.
Yep.
Look, obviously, Jerry, I'm at training camp, you know, mostly every day. And people, hey, you know, so what are you seeing McKinney? You know, Well, I'll tell you what I see in him. I see an impact kid. I see a kid that's always around the ball. I see a kid that's physical. So I like it. We talked about it back in August, Jerry, when we were doing the podcast on camp. We said we love the kid. We thought the kid was going to have a very good year. And we thought he was going to be an impact player, which is something Dave Gettleman refuses to draft, basically, right? So, and here we are. A pick six yesterday. Without that, Giants lose. Or could lose. He comes over the top on a cover three with Bradbury, who was getting beat. I don't know what Carr was thinking, but who cares? Comes over and gets that interception, right? Seven tackles or so, making plays on, you know, besides the interceptions. And here's a kid that played a few games at the end of last season. Basically, the season was lost due to the foot injury. This year is only 9 games in, and he's still learning a lot of things. Talked about it with Bradbury yesterday, and he just said, you know, the kid is maturing. The kid is learning now. He's learning what it takes. And this league is tough. You know, it takes a while. But you see now, and to Gettleman's credit, I was going to credit Dave and his scouts when, which is not very often, but when it's due, and they did, they were going to trade down that second round, and McKinney was available, and they said, there's no way we're passing this kid, right?
Yeah, right.
And they drafted him. Of course, last year was a lost year, like I just said. And now you're starting to see what they saw and what Nick Saban loved when he recruited him. He's a playmaker, Jerry.
Yeah.
You know, he's got four interceptions. We just said, you know, he could have six easily.
Yeah.
And he made some big plays yesterday. And this is exactly what they envisioned when they drafted this guy, dude.
And I'm concentrating on McKinney because, like you said, if they didn't get that pick six, they probably don't win that game. It's a lot more interesting. But everyone keeps asking, what am I looking for? What am I watching for? Well, this is why you watch. You're hoping that guys like this, who everybody was high on and Chris was high on talking about him last year, that they take that next step. And to me, what I wrote yesterday, it looks like the game's slowing down for him. Like, he's now obviously has the talent, has the physical tools, but now he's seeing things differently in his second year, really halfway through his second year. I don't know, game 18 or 19, whatever it is. But he just looked, this is the kid that I'm most excited about. And I think we were both excited about, and to see it come to fruition yesterday. I mean, what a sight for sore eyes, man. There's a lot of things to talk about with yesterday's win. They beat a good Raider team, a very good Raider team. You were saying before that, you know, Raider Nation took over MetLife Stadium pretty much. My daughter said the same thing, man. There was a million Raider fans there. And not quite the same satisfaction of sending Eagle fans and Cowboy fans home upset. But, you know, they beat a good Raider team, man. Like, let's not overlook that, right? The Absolutely. Raiders are a good team. Derek Carr's a good quarterback. And yesterday seemed a little careless with the ball. But, you know, look, 3-6, but I feel pretty good right now going into the bye week, man. I'm not expecting anything crazy, but 2 weeks to get ready for Brady? I'll take that, dude.
Absolutely, you should. Like you just said, you know, a Raider team that was 5-2, coming off a bye week, rested, right?
Yeah.
Beat the Eagles a few weeks ago, those buffoons. So, hey, you should feel good. Look, a lot of things went right. They did some things that, you know, enabled them to win this game. It wasn't a 60-minute, like, flawless effort. We know that, right?
Right.
A lot of things could have went either way, but it didn't.
Yeah.
But let's talk about a few things, Jerry.
Yep.
1-6 in the red zone for the Raiders.
Yep.
Okay. And you're allowed, your defense is allowed in this league to score points, Jerry.
Right.
They did that yesterday.
Finally, yes.
They could chip in. Yeah. It's all right, guys. You could get us a pick six, a fumble return, whatever it might be.
We'll take it, baby.
We'll take it. Right?
Yeah.
The other interception leads to a field goal. And Jerry, man, you know this, dude. You know me a while. If you had a nickel for every time I say you got to get the big sack here on the last drive, you'd probably be even richer than you are now, Jerry, you know, which is up there. Right? So, right? So, what's the matter? You got tongue tied?
I want to buy the Giants. I can't pull it off.
Oh, well, you know what?
That's the ultimate.
I mean, I've said it a million times, right, Jerry? The last drive, somebody's got to step up, get that sack. That's what winning teams do. I'm not saying the Giants are a winning team. We know what they're doing. I'm just saying that's what you need to do to win games. And you know what? The Raiders are marching down the field, kind of getting a feeling like, oh, I'm looking at the clock, Jerry, up in the booth. I'm looking like, oh, we're looking at maybe overtime here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all I was thinking was that, well, all right, well, if they score, we'll have the overtime. They'll have a chance to win, right? Right. And then Quincy Roche, you know, somebody's got to step up. And who stepped up? This kid, Quincy Roche, who's played well for them. And he beats who? Beats Colton Mill, one of the best left tackles in the game, beats him on edge.
Yep.
And then he not only does he beat him, he, you know, you get the strip sack.
Yep.
Caught, you know, Leo jumps on it. Game over. That's how you win. That's how you close. That's how you close. And that's what they did yesterday, Jerry. So, look, the defense gives up 400 yards, right, dude?
It was bend, don't break, though. I'll take that, Chris. Right. Who cares?
Right? I mean, Waller didn't really hurt them.
No, he didn't. Okay? He started to come into his own in the fourth quarter, but you expect that.
Well, I'll tell you what the Giants did, Jerry. The Giants with a lot of they did some cover two in that fourth quarter with the lead. But here's the difference. When they got around the red area, Graham totally changed it up. He bracketed Waller. He put Bradbury on Waller.
Okay.
Like they did with Kelsey last week. Yep. Yeah. That's what they did with Waller. I'm watching it right in front of, you know, so some of those little, those plays he got, Jerry, you know, in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Nice throws by Carr. Nice execution. But they were in the windows. They were in the zone. And it was great. Nice execution. Hey, listen, the other guys get paid too, right? And Waller's an excellent tight end, right?
Excellent.
And Carr's doing his thing. But Graham is just not going to stick to, all right, well, you know, we're just going to do a safety on him in the red, whatever. No, he was putting Bradbury on him in the red, and they were bracketing him a lot. Even the play, Jerry, that I mistakenly thought Bradbury had him in man, the one that Carr missed him, he was wide open in the end
zone. Wide open, yes.
I mistakenly at first thought Bradbury had man on him and just got beat off the line of scrimmage. But no, yeah. no, you know, I believe, I'm not 100% as I'm going to try to find this out, but I believe it was Logan Ryan had top coverage on him. And Logan came in and was, I don't know what he was doing, but Bradbury thought he had some help over.
Okay.
Because you see it when he overthrows Wall. I don't know how Carr missed him. I got to be honest with you. When he overthrows him, yeah. Bradbury looks back on his shoulder, like, and he looked at the safety, which I'm almost definite it was Logan Ryan. I got to look again. Like, where the hell were you? You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? So that was a breakdown the Giants got away with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, they got away with that. A chip shot field goal. The guy hits the upright. Things went their way. But you know what, Jerry? They deserve to have some things going their way, too.
Yeah, things haven't gone their way, right?
Right.
You know, like bad calls. The Tay Crowder face mask, the Dexter Lawrence offsides, Washington. Yeah, we'll take it, guys.
So, you know what, Jerry? Let some things go their way. All right, so let a chip shot field goal hit the upright for once, right?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that, dude?
Nothing.
So they awesome. did what they had to do to win a game.
Yeah.
They got a big play out of Evan with Jones. I actually spoke to Evan after the game, and I asked him about the play. And then I actually asked him officially when he went up in the presser, you know. But I kind of got him on the side, and he told me, you know, that's something they knew was coming.
Yeah.
They expected it. That type of coverage, it was John Abram, the safety on man on him.
Yeah.
They split Evan out wide. And Evan told me, you know, he came up with the line of scrimmage. He saw exactly what they thought they were going to do. Looked over at Daniel like this. Daniel kind of looked at him. Hey, we got it. This is what we're expecting. Let's execute. And they did.
Great throw and catch, though, too.
And a great throw by Daniel. And a nice, very nice catch by Evan.
Yeah. It wasn't like he was running free. It was single coverage. But, you know, it was a perfect throw and a hell of a catch. And it was, oh, look at this. And you know, we've been begging for them to go down. If you're going to have Evan Engram on this team, use him down the field a bit. We've been begging for it. Which, you know, all of a sudden, I start getting text messages from a lot of people saying, hey, did the Giants listen to your podcast? Chris has been begging for this. So then they start putting in requests for, hey, can you tell them this too? So,
okay. Okay. No, sorry, I don't have that juice. So, and that's basically all they did through the year. They had a couple of slants to Kenny Galladay, you know, and the main, you know, their game plan was going to run the ball.
Yes.
And Devontae Booker ran the ball, you know. But as usual, Jerry, 0-2 in the red, can't punch it in, you know.
Yeah.
But Booker did a hell of a job. I thought Solder, Matt Peart, and Billy Price. I thought they were excellent in run blocking yesterday.
I kept seeing Hernandez. You didn't think he was?
I thought Hernandez had a pretty good game.
Okay.
I thought Hernandez played pretty well. He missed one time he pulled on a counter. He kind of blew him whiffed.
Okay.
But look, that's Will's having a pretty decent year. You know, and you can't knock him. That's why I wrote an article about him, right, Jerry? That's why, you know, in this week's Inside, you're going to see, listen, he's kind of quietly had a very good year.
Absolutely. You know? He's playing himself to the possibility of a second contract, right?
Right. You know, he's playing every snap again. Guy never gets hurt. And is he a Pro Bowl guard? No, we know that, right, Jerry? He's not a Pro Bowl guard.
No, but you're right. Solid. But continuity on an O-line is important. And if he can play at that level, you want to keep guys like that. You just do. You don't want to give him a ridiculous contract, but you want that continuity. Because, look, right now he's kind of the staple of the offensive line.
Right.
It's amazing.
He's out there every snap. Yeah.
Right.
And he's not embarrassing himself. He's playing pretty solid football. So I'm glad to see that at a Will. Because last year we all know what happened. He gets COVID, loses his job, kind of the mule. This year he switches to the right side.
Yeah.
The whole deal. You know, so Tony ran block well, Jerry. You know, Raiders really struggled against the run, and the Giants stuck with it. And they got over 149 yards.
Booker had 99. Penny had 35. And I think Jones had 18 or something.
Right. 149 total yards.
Yeah.
Eli Penny comes in after Booker bangs up his hip, gets a couple of chunk plays. I think one 11-yard play, one 12-yard play. So that's a hell of a job by Eli Penny, who then.
Yeah. Give him credit, especially after last week, too.
Yeah. So. And, you know, he flips the ball to the ref. Everybody's happy. Nobody's getting flags.
Banks. No one happier than Carl Banks.
And look, you know, Jerry, that was a real stupid mistake last week by Penny.
Yeah.
He knows that. But, you know, Eli, that really wasn't Eli's personality. It's amazing, Jerry, because he's a good locker room dude. He's a team guy. He does whatever's asked. He's not a problem at all,
yeah.
Penny.
Yeah.
But know, he shows some emotion there, yelling in the guy's face. Can't do that. It was a bad mistake. You know, it was a bad mistake. But Eli gave him some good yards yesterday when they needed it.
Yeah.
You know, when they needed it. And now, look, I thought that Jerry, they were running the ball pretty good. They got a little too cute, as Garrett always seems to do once again with the wildcat play with Tony.
Oh, they're, you know? Chris, thank you, Chris, because there was a lot of love for Garrett. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. Okay, love for Garrett. They ran the ball. But he got cute for a little while, more than two plays. Like, you're moving the ball on that second drive that you have. It's 7-7. You get the third and two, and then you bring Tony in, who hasn't gotten the ball yet, for the wildcat. And it's like, what? Like, you do that when you're not moving the ball for a spark. Like, why do they get away from what worked? That's the annoying thing with Garrett, Chris. Well,
that's what drives you crazy.
Oh, man. And he got back to running it, but there was like, I don't know, a few series where it was like, why are we not giving the ball back to Booker? He's doing well.
So. Yeah. And look, if the vertical game, I just think Crosby and Ndongwe just scared the shit out of him. And they were all over him in the first half. They weren't pass pro at all, Jerry. I mean, it was horrific. Crosby seemed like he was in a backfield every damn pass. I mean, Ndongwe had two sacks. I mean, so luckily the run game was working a little bit, and they didn't do much offense. They had 200, whatever the hell yards.
Well, it was the first time that a quarterback had 100, under 100 net yards for the Giants and had a win since 2007. That's what I saw.
Well,
crazy.
There you go. Crazy, right? Crazy. Gunnell missed the steady, kick some field goals. But one good thing is they were 6-12 on third.
Yeah.
So they kept the chains moving a little bit on some drives. Had a couple of long drives, right, Jerry? So there it is, bro. There it is. The Raiders go back home with a defeat, and the Giants go into the bye week at 3-6, feeling pretty good about themselves. I asked Judge after the game, what does it do for the psyche of a team?
First question, folks.
What does it do for the psyche of a team? You know what I mean? Because let's face it, they were 2-6. Okay, they win yesterday, 3-6, but what are we looking at here? You want to win that game going into the bye, right?
Yeah.
Just to have a good mental health, sort of. Jerry, you're like, because if you're 2-7 going to the bye, it's like, oh, God, these guys don't want to come.
Right. Yeah.
You're like, all right, we're going to
get. And you got the world champs waiting for you. Like, oh, my God.
Right. So I thought it was a very big win for the psyche of the team, Jerry. I really did. I know Judge gave me he never has issues with these guys, but Jerry, deep down inside, these guys, if they would have lost, it would have been a long 2 weeks, dude. A long 2 weeks, as opposed to now, where let's get the 4 days off. Let's come back. We'll recharge for 3-6. Let's see if we can go into Tampa and knock these guys off.
Right. So you called. We both felt good about the win. I think you said, well, maybe like 24-17. The score was 23-16. So good job by you. But we both felt good about this one. I want to get into Booker a little more. The comment we made last week was he's a professional running back.
Right.
I don't know, man. I know, to use your words all the time, he wasn't a tomato when we picked him up. Mm-hmm. But I'm just surprised at how well he seems to be working out. Like, I just wasn't expecting this from him. I didn't think he was not garbage by any means, but he yesterday it was like, thank God we have Devontae Booker, right? Like, and day one of free agency, we're like, that was our first move. That's stupid. We have Saquon, but
Jerry, no, that's not what you said. We both said we liked the move. We were just shocked that it was the first day move.
Yeah, and I think a 3-year contract was odd for me too.
If you look at it, Jerry, it's really a 2-year deal.
Yeah, it's
the third year, it's off the ball. You know what I mean? It's not going to cost the Giants anything. So sometimes you got to look at these contracts and all that. But Jerry, look, when it happened back in April, whenever the hell free agency started,
March.
I'm sorry, Jerry. I'm thinking of the draft. So when March came in free agency and the first day they go out and they sign Booker with 3-year, whatever the hell it was, 10 million, 9 million, 9 point, whatever the hell it was, right? And we were like, I remember we were texting each other, like, what the hell? I mean, it's the first day. Don't we have, Like, he was like the only one that was jumping out on Booker.
Yeah.
And I still think it was like a questionable, but we never questioned Booker's talent as far as, if Saquon goes down, you got a steady back here. You know what I mean? There was never any question about that. It was just like, what the hell is he doing thinking about Devontae Booker day one? You know, that was the question. And the money wise, it's really a 2-year deal, because if they don't, that third year could be not costing anything on the cap, you know. So, but look, we talked about it, Jerry. You mentioned it last week. You were like, "Yo, this dude's a professional back," and I was like, "Yeah, right. You know, Jerry Foley mentioned it. Jerry, it was a great point by you, Jerry. Like, you know, this dude's a professional back, you know, and you saw him in Oakland, you saw him in Denver. Is he, you know, is he a 1,400 yard devolver? No, but he's going to give you some quality snaps, Jerry.
Yeah.
And they wrote him, I say, you know, like 21 for 99, and would have had 100 if he didn't get hurt. You know,
I mean, he also lost yardage, I think, on his last carry. He may have been over 100 at one point.
Yeah, Crosby just destroyed.
Bummer.
Crosby just blew up. I think it was sold on that play and just got in there for that long. But, but you know what? They saw something. They wrote it. They ran the ball a lot. And I credit Garrett for, because we saw Shurmur in the past, right, Jerry, be successful running the ball and then get away from it.
Yeah,
it's not just Pat Shurmur. I see it every damn week. Like, something's working. Oh, let's get away from it, because these guys just get too cute, these quarters, a lot of them, you know? So I credit Garrett for running the ball a lot, sticking with it, because Booker was hurting him, right?
Yeah.
You get 21.99, you're having a good day.
Yeah.
He's moving the sticks, you know.
It's funny. The game I think about when you just brought that up was the 2000, I think it was the 28, maybe it was a 2018 game against Philly, where Saquon's running all over him, and he gets away from it. He just got away, and it was like, what? You know, and then you don't go back to it. At least Garrett went back to it, right? I mean, it was, you know, Shurmur just got away from it, never went back.
Yeah. And that, you know, that's one thing I like about that guy in Dallas, Kellen Moore, the young kid there, the coordinator. That when something's working, he sticks with it, Kellen Moore. He's like, okay, we're going to keep running until you stop it. F you. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So, you know, look, personally, Jerry, with the way Booker was running,
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Thought we were going to see a couple of zone reads with Daniel.
Yeah, I know.
I said, okay, well, the running game's going, so they're going to have to account for, you know. Exactly. We didn't see it. The Tony thing, they got a little too cute.
Yeah.
You know, there really wasn't a reason for it. You like to see that when you maybe spark or something, or third, and, you know, whatever it might be. You know, so,
I was way more aggravated with the Wildcat than I was with the back pass. I thought, okay, I understand the back pass. But the Wildcat, I was like, come on, man, don't do that. You're driving again. Like, let's keep going. But anyway, go ahead.
Right, no. So, you know, obviously Kadarius wasn't involved much in, you know, in the passing game. Look, Jerry, I understand when you're not pass pro very well. To me, though, I'm looking at the Raiders defense every play yesterday, right, Jerry?
Yeah.
And they were basically in a man press cover one. They were challenged. I put it on Twitter. Oh, they're in this man. I was like, David, they keep playing this man. Yeah, like, to me, Jerry, Garrett gets scared a little too early when it's not working early in the game as far as pass protection.
Thank you.
And it's like, okay, I get it.
Right.
I get it. You don't have, but he, to me, first quarter, they're getting in the pocket, and then Garrett is like, oh, all right, that's it. You know, we're not going to take any shots. I'm scared. Daniel's going to get picked. He's going to get hit. I mean, I get it that you don't want. Okay, so you're not going to throw the ball vertical seven times. You're not going to go vertical seven times. But once again, Daniel only had one 20-yard pass attempt. That was Evan's touchdown.
Yep.
So, I don't know. You tell me if you're reading this too, Jerry Foley, right?
Yeah.
It seems like early in the game, if there's some hits on Daniel, if there's some, it's like, okay, that's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to, luckily the running game was working for them, you know?
You're 100% right. Like, I'm not looking for Hail Marys, guys. We're not looking for bombs, like, not Daryl LaMonica here. But you know, I think you put it out there yesterday. And I think the time was 8:36 remaining in the second when Galladay, Tony, or Slayton were targeted. That's still coaching scared a little, man. Like, again, guys, we're happy with the win, but you just don't want to get so overwhelmed with a win that we got to still look at what is wrong with this offense. I mean, if it wasn't for McKinney, we scored 16 points yesterday. And that's with a running game. So, yeah, Chris, I completely agree. I'm not looking for bombs, but, you know, Galladay and Jones seem to have a little chemistry on that slant. They threw it twice and completed it twice. What, 2 for 28 yards? Right. So keep going with that. Get the ball in Tony's hands without making it a wildcat play. Or, you know, I throw a bubble screen to him, for God's sake. Do something.
I just looked at what the rate, you know, this is, you know, obviously one advantage of being at the game.
Well, if they're pressing, double screen was bad. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry?
No, I'm saying if they were pressing, maybe bubble screen's the bad example there, but go ahead. Sorry.
But your point was get the ball in Tony's hands. That's your point. I know exactly what you're saying. It's like get the ball in damn Tony's hands. Right. And Jerry, you know, what advantage of being at the game, and you know, you just see the way the defense is lined up every damn play, you know, and I'm looking, and they basically had Johnny Abram up at the line of scrimmage, Travis Mooring playing that single high, and they were doing a lot of man. And, you know, what are we talking? Okay, Casey Hayward's a pretty solid corner, but the other kid, forget his name, the other kid on the other corner, like, they could be had here, you know. They had the kid Hobbs in a slot a lot.
Hobbs was the one I was thinking of.
You know, he's just a rookie. He had him, and he's been getting beat this year. And all I was saying is, like, they were doing this defense a lot, especially when Booker was running the ball. The Abram was up at the line.
Right.
And I'm saying, holy crap, Jason, you know, let's take some, and I'm not talking about 90, you know, these verticals, all that. I'm talking about, you know, stretch it a little bit, you know. So I was a little disappointed in that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just thought when you look at the defense they're playing, you know, I wish Joe would get over there and go, Jason, I need some shots here. I need some shots.
Right.
Oh, but Joe, did not. Oh, I'm afraid of. I don't give an F. I need some shots here.
Right.
You know, give me Max, whatever you want to do. You got it. You got. I'll keep. You know, keep Devontae. You know, give him that sixth blocker. I don't give a shit. What you got? I said. I would be like, hey, Jason, you see what the effing defense they're playing out here every damn play?
Right.
You know, give me a shot here.
Right.
You know.
Same. Yeah.
So, that's something is probably why it's going to cost Garrett things like that, Jerry.
Exactly.
Is probably why it's, you know, Garrett's going to lose his job and then Freddie Kitchens is going to be in. That's just my opinion. Okay.
You think it's going to be Freddie Kitchens?
I think if they do make a move, it's going to be Freddie Kitchens. You know, okay. I think that's something they're leaning towards if it happens. I got to be honest with you. You know, if the Giants would have lost yesterday, bye week, it wouldn't have shocked me to see Judge relieve Garrett of his duties and bring Freddie in for the rest of the year.
Right.
It wouldn't have shocked me.
Right.
But, you know, it's going to be Garrett the rest of the year. And it's just so many things you look at and go, okay, you know, we have to go in another direction here because there's too many things going on, you know. I'm not blaming everything on Garrett. Don't get me wrong. You know, he has a weak offensive line of front pass for guys. And I'm not blaming it, but there's certain things, like I just said, like you look what they're doing.
Yeah.
And you got to challenge that. Man press. That man under cover one, man press cover one. Like, you got to challenge that, Jerry.
Yeah.
And there's no excuses. You had Galladay, you had Tony, you had Slayton, you had John Ross. So I don't, you know what I mean, Jerry? You got Evan.
Right. And by the way, Chris, if you didn't say John Ross was out there, I wouldn't have known he was out there.
He wasn't targeted once.
Right.
Yeah. And I get it. It's more of a run heavy game. And I get it. You know, and I credit Garrett for sticking with that run a lot when it was successful. I do.
Yeah.
But there's also some shot when you look at their playing, Jerry. When you're running the ball, what does that mean, Jerry? That means that the Gus Bradley, their corners are like, well, these guys front seven isn't getting it done. I got to bring safeties up. That's right. This is football 101.
Yeah, right.
It's football 101. He's not going to play a cover two all game when Booker's getting 5 yards a freaking run. You know, I mean, you got to adjust.
Yeah.
And I was a couple of times, I was mad. I was in a booth going, oh, shit, they're in a cover. I think I was putting it on Twitter, too. Like, they're playing this man press cover one. And Travis Mooring's playing deep center here. And, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, so. You get what I'm saying, Jerry?
Yes.
So, yeah. And this is not a downer. You know, it was a solid win for the Giants. I'm just looking at some of the things that, in my opinion, when the whole body of work is reviewed in January, when they look at the whole body of work of Garrett and the offense and red zone efficiency and all that, I believe it's going to cost Jason his job.
All right. So, look. Nice running game. We picked out the issues with Garrett. Let's go back to the defense. All right. As a buffoon, as a fan, if I say when Lorenzo Carter comes back, I still want to see Quincy Roche. Am I wrong to say that, Chris?
Okay. No, sir.
All right.
Quincy Roche has earned that right.
Right. Him and Ojulari. That's exciting to me.
And Lorenzo Carter. You know what, Jerry? This is what I think you're going to see as the season progresses. Obviously, Roche, who's earned that right.
Yeah.
Obviously, Aziz. We all know that.
Right.
And then you're going to see Ellison Smith working in there.
Nice.
You're going to see Ellison Smith. Carter's going to get some snaps. X-Man. Oh, we didn't even talk about that. How about X-Man being
healthy scratch.
Inactive yesterday?
Healthy
right?
scratch.
So wow. That, you know, I put on Twitter, you know, when you're not productive and offsides is a cost to your team huge, you become an inactive.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? So X-Men, obviously, he's on, you know, deserving this, so he hasn't done anything. So, but now you're going to have these young kids. You know, Ellison Smith is going to start working his way in.
Yeah.
Roche deserves it, right? Trent Harris is going to get his snaps.
Yeah.
And why not, Jerry? Because the other guys aren't doing the job, dude.
Right.
You know?
And, you know, when we picked them up, we were kind of excited, but the apprehension was, well, the Steelers usually don't let go of good linebackers. But, hey. We'll take it. They made a mistake here.
Yeah, Jerry, finding out a lot of stuff during the season, Mike Tomlin didn't want to lose him.
Okay, interesting.
It was a roster thing. They tried to slip him through, Jerry, and they were going to bring him back to the practice squad, and the Giants saw it, and the Giants picked it up. And that's a good job by Gettleman and whoever decided to say, hey, listen, you know, grab this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a good job because the kid has played some pretty good ball. Yeah. Not saying he's going to be the next Carl Banks, Lawrence. I'm just saying he's playing pretty good ball, bro.
He's getting to the quarterback, and it was a nice pass rush move to make the play that he made at the end of the game. And, you know, when was the last time they did that, right? Seattle last year, probably, right? That was the last time the defense closed out a game.
Yeah, I think Cincinnati would maybe Jabal Shear that one game at the end of the game against the Bengals last year.
Yeah.
Right?
I think if it wasn't for Cam Brown, that game would have been over. Cam Brown, special team play.
Yeah. So, you know, you got to do that, brother. You got to do that. And, you know, Roche did it. He basically sealed the game for them. He won the game for them at the end.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Came up with a big play.
And like you said on Twitter, thank God for false positives. You're kidding me. Oh, my God. guy practically won the game. I don't know if you
saw Leo Williams was really good.
Oh, he was. Yeah. Jerry. Yes.
Yeah.
He's now playing to that contract a bit the last few games.
Yeah. You know what, Jerry? I have to be honest with you. I know he's not the most well-rounded linebacker, and but I love Tate Crowder, man.
No, right.
I mean, he's out there busting and he's active. I know he's not the best inside backer, but listen, Judge and Graham, they stick with this kid for a reason, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, the kid's out there. He's active, Jerry, right? He's active, man. Every game he's got those 7, 8, 9 tackles. He's second behind Logan Ryan.
He and tackles Ryan are up the team. There every game.
You know?
Yep.
And Logan, speaking of Logan Ryan, I mean, he made a huge play yesterday, man. When Jacobs put that little spin move on him, you know, Ryan stuck with it. And dropped him around the 13-yard line, whatever it was, 10-yard line, whatever it was, right around there. It was in the red area, put it that way, and they wound up missing that field goal. But if he breaks that tackle, Ryan doesn't tackle him,
I think it was even close. I think it was like the 7 or 8.
You might be right. Yeah, you might be right. Yeah. And if he doesn't make that tackle, Jacobs maybe gets in and moves, you know, whatever it was. So that was a huge play by Logan.
Yeah. I lost my train of thought. You brought up Logan Ryan. I was going to – oh, Adoree Jackson, 3 weeks in a row, right? Yeah. He's even getting dirty in there with the tackles.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
he's looking better, and this is the secondary we were excited about. In 3 weeks in a row, this defense looks good, but the secondary in particular looks really good. And if you can get a pass rush with I almost said Carter, with Roche and Ojulari and Leonard Williams playing better and Dexter Lawrence playing better, like, oh man, this is why I'm getting excited about this defense. They're finally playing up to preseason expectations. But I was going to say, I think. Was it yesterday that Adoree Jackson had 12 tackles? Or was it, it must have been the, maybe the week before. I'm losing track of the pre, I'm losing track of the post-game write-ups. But he, but maybe he had 12 the week before, but I noticed them more yesterday. Yeah. A couple at the line of scrimmage. I was like, who's that, Mark Collins?
Yeah, look, after a real, after he, you know, he struggled the early part of the year, he's played well. Look, the defense is three in a row now. You know, was it the most solid effort yesterday? The things, some things, but they did the job. They did get the job done, you know? Yeah. So that's, you know, that's stack, you know, now you're going against the best in a couple of weeks, you know? So,
yeah, I don't care about yards. I care about points, right?
Right. It's what it's about. I mean, Belichick was a prime example of that. You know, Belichick's a prime example, Ben, you know, but don't get him, don't let him in the end zone, you know? And look, you know, it's a good time to be going against, you know, Tom Brady in that offense because you're playing well on your side of the ball defensively, you know? So you don't want to be playing like crap going against that offense in a couple of weeks, you know? So.
And then you think they'll have Barkley back?
I'm sorry, Joe.
No, guys, I was going to say, who would be coming back, Thomas and Barkley?
I expect Barkley and Thomas. Yes, okay. I do. Shep, I'm not sure about.
Shep
aggravated that quad pretty good, Jerry.
Yeah.
But not sure about him.
That's good to have those two back.
But you would expect Barkley, you know, and who else? Oh, Andrew Thomas. And we'll see about Andrew Thomas next week, you know. Oh, hopefully.
Real quick on special teams. Did you notice when Riley Dixon pointed out Price to go over to the other side? Did you see that?
No.
What did he do? On one of the field goals, it was, and this was just, I didn't know if it was a last second change or if Billy Price was lined up on the wrong side. Riley Dixon was about to take the snap and he pointed to Price and he went like, move over. And then he ran over to the left side and I just thought, oh, another special teams, man. We lead the league in penalties. And I just, maybe it was a last second thing. Maybe he was supposed to be on the right side.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, but anyway, if you get a chance, when you look at it, Dixon points to Price, run over to the left side. I just wondered if he was on the wrong side.
He was lined up wrong? He was lined up wrong, you think?
I don't know. It looked like he was, and I just thought, oh, we lead the league in special teams penalties. Yeah. And then you see that, and you're like, oh, come on. And like, look, kudos to Riley Dixon if he picked it up, but this is, you know, special teams is making me really nervous, man. Again, we came off a win, but geez.
Yeah, you lead the league in penalties, and that's what Judge and, you know, even McGay, it's not a good look right now, man. The penalties are killing them, right?
Crossing's hit on the punter. Come on.
Oh, my God. I saw that. Yeah, I was like, wow. You know, look, you know, Croson is, you know, he thought it was right at that point of the whistle where it was still going on to play, and he thought he wasn't taking no chances of Farrell Cooper behind him, maybe breaking into the open, and he just, you know, that's why he did it, but it was bad. Yeah. It was bad, dude.
Yeah.
Judge was pissed too, bro. I can tell you that. I saw him on the sideline. He grabbed him, winged him out of there. I don't know if you saw him on TV. But.
Oh, no, we made a point of mentioning it, and then they showed.
They did? Okay.
Oh, yeah. But Crossan throws his arms up. I'm like, oh, come on. Like, you're hitting the punter. So, look, again, don't get me wrong. I'm ecstatic we came away with the win. I love that we're not in last place right now, that we're tied for second, whatever. But it's amazing, man. You talk about the wins, and going into those 4 o'clock games, Chris, if they had beaten the Falcons, they would be in the last wild card spot. I'm just saying, man, it's a thing.
Yeah,
it's real.
Yeah, so. And you know what, Jerry? I'm happy for the fan base. I mean, they won the last two games at home.
Yeah,
you know, nice. One convincingly, one obviously, you know, to the end yesterday.
Thrilling.
Right, exactly. So, you know, everybody stayed to the end. Everybody was pumped up. The sideline was going crazy. So I was happy for the fan base, Jerry, you know, because the fans are not seen much good football, brother, in a while, you know.
No.
So,
right.
So to whip up on Carolina a couple weeks ago, and then to beat a 5-2 Raider team yesterday at home, it was good, Jerry. I'm happy for everybody around. You know, everybody all around. I'm happy for everybody all around. And you know, the Eagles come in about 3 weeks, whatever it is. So, and the Giants are playing well at home. So,
yeah, they come in 3 weeks, and you really hope that stadium's not completely over. It's probably going to be close to 50-50, especially the way they're both playing. Eagle fans will show up. It doesn't matter. But with a win, it's not going to be 60-40 for Michael Strahan's, you know, retirement, right? It's
right.
And if you can get a win on Monday in 2 weeks.
Right. Let's, yeah, that'll be unbelievable.
Oh, man, that'll be awesome. So,
I mean, they could go into Tampa. You know, last year they were right with Tampa, man.
Yeah, you know, right.
They could go into Tampa and get out of there, like, you know, like they almost went into Kansas City and got it, they would have won. You know, right. We all know it's a different animal. Now we're talking Tom Brady,
right? And a better defense.
Weapons,
at least front seven.
Their front seven,
yeah.
You know, it's a different animal than Kansas City. I know that, but you know, but that's why you're playing, bro. And the Giants are playing well at the right time. And Tampa Bay's got to play a game Sunday. I forgot who they're playing, but then they got to play the Giants. So we'll see, bro.
You know, a few weeks ago, it ain't the 78 Steelers we're playing.
Right. You know?
So.
Yeah. Yeah. So you look around. This is a wacky league, Jerry. You look at yesterday's scores, and this is a wacky, wacky league, man. I mean, game.
There were the Tennessee game. That was nuts. Tennessee
game was,
Jacksonville? Jacksonville!
I mean, that can't happen, man. You know, so there was some scores, some things going on yesterday. It's like, what the hell? You know, but that's the NFL, man.
Cleveland won by a lot without Odell. I just wanted to bring that up.
Shocking. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they could do it without Odell. Hey, Jerry, just a quick thing on Odell. You know, I know there's some reports out there that Seattle's interested, maybe even Peyton. But I tell you what, I'm hearing a little thing yesterday that don't count out Belichick.
Yeah, okay. Makes sense.
Count out Belichick. Odell has a fondness for Belichick.
Hmm.
And you know, Bill takes on these Renegades, man.
Oh, he does. Yep.
The thing is that, you know, if they talk, I think by 4 o'clock today, he'll be a free agent.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to put a waiver claim. It's going to be, you know, Bill's, from what I understand, Bill's going to be like, well, this is the money you're here, and this is what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Either take it or get the hell out of here. That's Belichick.
Yeah.
And Odell, from what I understand, always had a fondness for Belichick.
Yeah.
Understands where he's coming from, understands the structure and all that. So don't count out New England in this.
Yeah, he's done it, right? Corey Dillon, Randy Moss, Chad Johnson, Ochocinco. Like, it's happened, right?
So. Not saying it's going to happen, but from what I'm hearing, don't count them out.
Is that who you predict he goes to?
No. No, I don't think he will, but I'm not counting out Belichick.
Okay, because I know the Raiders are close to or have.
I can see the Raiders,
Sean,
Jerry.
Sean already.
I can see the Raiders. Him.
Yeah.
Yep. Totally. I can see the Raiders. They need an outside guy. I can see the Raiders. Yep.
Real quick, I don't know if you saw Derek Carr, on the sidelines, but that hairdo, he looked like the guy from Home Alone. Daniel Stern, a buddy of mine, texted me a picture of Daniel Stern from Home Alone. He's got the crazy hair. I just thought it was Derek, what are you going for there? He just looked out of it yesterday, man. We always talk about it. You say it, like, it's not, it doesn't matter who you play, it's when you play them. And we said, like, yeah, the Raiders, just a lot going on, they might seem out of sorts. Derek Carr was not his usual self on the sidelines. They kept flashing to him. It was like, I don't know, he was careless with the ball yesterday. He missed Waller, and hey man, we'll take the win, but Carr, something was off with Carr yesterday.
A lot of times I saw him sitting on the bench just like staring straight ahead too, Jerry.
Yes, exactly.
What's going on here?
Right, exactly. It's exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so. But a nice win with the Giants, Jerry. Nice win, man. You know, it's still a good win against a pretty good squad. It's good. It's good for the Giant organization. And work on some things in the bye. They'll look at every game film, not these coaches, and try to, you know, improve what the hell they got to improve on going into that. And you actually get the extra day off, too, right? It's a Monday night game, too. So you got plenty of rest. Another day for Barkley, you know, another day for Andrew Thomas.
Yeah.
To get their things going, you know, with their injuries. And,
We'll figure out when we do the next podcast. Maybe we do midseason grades or something at the end of this week. And then we just do one next week, a preview of Tampa. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
All right. Anything else, pal?
Nope. That's it, man.
Victory Monday, folks. To order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. Go to magster.com for a digital subscription. That's M-A-G-Z-T-E-R. All right, guys. Enjoy.
Jerry, just quickly before we leave, I saw Gettleman yesterday. He said he wants to have a little word with you. Something about a headline.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, yes.
Well, I don't know what that meant, but he said something about by the flagpole, 11 o'clock at night. I don't know what that meant.
Well, 3 years ago, it was OBJ was wearing thin on the organization. That was the last one that we put out like that. So, hey, Dave, start picking better. What do you want me to say? You got lucky with Xavier McKinney, but, you know, my record isn't what it is. But yours is over 4 years, so. All right, guys. Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.